Okay, let's crack this out. Okay, welcome back to another episode of 20 Minutes at the Bar, the show where we prove every week we can talk about any random topic for 20 minutes. So, it is another night after trivia at the House of Pendragon, and I am sitting here with, I don't think I've ever done names of people here, so I'm going to do that now.
We're starting to do the
names. Yeah, I am your host, Otis, and I am here with Sarah.
Hello.
Jeff.
Fuck off.
Alexis.
Hello.
And Aaron. So, we pulled from the bag, and I think this is a Sarah question.
Oh, yeah.
And the question is, if intelligent life landed in your backyard, what would you show them to prove humanity was cool and worth befriending? I was going to say defending, but if they like you, then they'll defend you at some point. So, who wants to start this bad boy?
I will.
Aaron will stop. I'm choking.
Yep.
Oh, my God. The anticipation.
Start.
Well, it's going to be a pretty, I think, basic answer that may be a lot like some people are like, that's lame. But I think it's a true one. If a real intelligent life form, you don't know if you can necessarily communicate, I would play some, like, Beethoven, Handel, Bach. I'd play some very regimented but beautiful music so that it can show that there are, like, there's an intelligence even to the music that we're doing.
And you it's get the very key word, intelligence.
Yeah. And structure to it that I think that hopefully it doesn't immediately cause them to die, like,
in
Mars Attacks.
Say Mars Attacks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm not playing that necessarily.
To be fair, they were playing us the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. They were.
No yodeling.
No yodeling that just breaks through. But I think it would just be an interesting thing, like, okay, intelligent enough to understand. And then, of course, you just go immediately with some trap music, which... Nah. But you go with classical music, one that's available. You don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But no, it's also really good. That's what I fell asleep to it when I was a kid, and I think it's appropriate to show them.
Yeah. So I went with a young Otis question. And I went with beer pong. If they're in my backyard, we're playing beer pong. It'd be a party, and like, what the fuck is that? And it's like the lights, and they come down, and like, I guess they got next. And then we would let them win? I don't know. Me and Terrell would look at each other, like, are we letting the aliens win this? I'm like, I don't really like losing
okay,
a beer pong.
If Terrell was your partner, the answer would be fuck no.
Yeah, so we'd probably start World War III with the aliens with beer pong, but hopefully the alcohol would fuck them up, like War of the Worlds, you know? You know,
see,
or
be,
signs,
okay,
you know, just simple shit would kill them.
To be fair, Terrell would start the first intergalactic war.
Oh, absolutely. But I wrote beer pong for young me because I just think that'd be really fun. Beer pong's fun. You know, you can be bad or good at it. It's just, I don't know, it's something about throwing just a tiny little ball into a cup of water now because we're not stupid like we were when we were young. Like, I'll drink this cup of beer and then, like, you know, open mouths and coughing and shit and cat hair
and
your beer.
And everyone would fondle the ball and get sucked into it.
And just, you know, we lived like God couldn't touch us back then. But, nah, fuck that. No, we all have our own beers.
But it touches us like the Catholic Church.
Yes.
God has touched lots of people.
But no, my first answer is beer pong. I'm going to read off one of Katie's answers. So she is tossing the ball up to Aaron as he dunks it into the goal, and she wrote music. So she said the Fantasias. So I assume she's going for the movies, the Disney movies.
Oh, yeah.
There are tons. It's like a sampler platter of really good classical music, the Fantasias. Close Encounters? Don't they use music in that to talk to aliens?
Yep.
And aliens are like, I guess you're cool. You played that weird thing. Whatever. Mars Attacks did that, and they just got beat up. But, you know... Different strokes for different aliens, you know.
Different directors.
But, oh, yeah.
Wildly.
But, no, I think Fantasia would be a good test for an alien. They're like, hey, that's cool, I guess, maybe. I won't eat you. But, yeah. Sarah.
Okay, so I have a similar answer, but for a different reason. I would take them to a live orchestra concert because I want them to see, like, 100-plus musicians making something beautiful together.
Yeah.
So I think, like, seeing humanity come together, making something on instruments that somebody else created. Like, those were also man-made from resources on the planet. So, like, not just the people on stage, but the people behind the instruments made those that these people on stage could make the music that then the people in the audience are enjoying. So just literally like thousands of people coming together to enjoy this art, then that shows like humanity's worth saving.
That's a good one. Sarah's actually doing the right thing. I'm like trying to get him drunk by playing beer pong. Yeah, you won't want to kill me after this game.
Yep.
He's gonna be good.
So yeah, I'm getting the aliens drunk.
Yeah.
Well, gotta mark that one off.
Yep.
My next one was alcohol.
Yeah, I'm literally gonna show them scotch and or all alcohols. And we're just going to get. I'm gonna teach them that life is worth getting drunk for.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
And their bodies are tiny, man. It probably could take like a thimble.
You're making assumptions here.
They could be giant.
You get Jabba the fucking Hutt.
Oh, we don't know.
I'm sitting there trying to drink Jabba the Hutt under the fucking table.
Oh, 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 Jägermeister. Oh, oh,
no, that's what I would be saying. I don't know what he'd be saying. Shit. I'm just sitting there like, I'm trying to defend humanity's honor one fucking shot glass at a time.
Fucking president's like, keep drinking, Jeff. You're the only one that can save us.
Yes, all six of you, Mr. President.
I didn't know there were that many presidents. Like, oh, Jeff's fucked up.
We got a lot of presidents, and he looks good.
All the world presidents are here, and they all look the same.
That's the part where I had to be drunk enough to start hitting on Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah. What is Margaret Thatcher doing here?
What's Margaret Thatcher doing here?
Dead.
And why does she look so hot?
Jeff fucked up.
Jeff fucked up. Oh, God. We gotta pull him out.
I think you've gone off the deep end a little bit.
You're right, Margaret Thatcher.
That's my best Margaret Thatcher.
He's like, you're right, Margaret Thatcher. He's talking to her now.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's not cigarette voicey enough, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. So I was going to pick music. So my next thing, because
musicians, I'll pick music.
Right, what about that? But the next thing would be take them to like the coolest dog park in town.
Yeah.
Dogs are cool.
Because it's like, look, wild beasts, and we tamed them. And then they're cute, and they
can see
cute little dogs like having fun, throwing balls. And like the people in dog parks, like I think generally are like, to each other because like hey dogs but
sometimes,
maybe not
but yeah.
I think I'd have to majority. Find the dog park in town that has like the least shitty people and I would take them there. It's like, look, humanity's good, and also we have these pets and they're fun,
and then show them cats to show that we've been tamed by animals, so we're both
we're in the middle.
Yeah, we're this weird level of killing stuff and doing stuff.
Bye.
So my next one is, and it's funny, it came up earlier and I was like, oh, I would show them that. It's another music one, but I'm showing them a specific genre, and that is ska. Ska's fun. Everyone likes like skanking to it.
I wonder what triggered that.
Yeah, right? The two or three Real Big Fish songs. And specifically, I would show them What the Specials, and I would show them Real Big Fish. Really good bands, good music. I don't know if you could just sit still when that's going. You have to do something. So I think that would help, hopefully.
Okay, is it just me, or is the instinct to dance to ska that you're not just dancing, you're doing some really weird-ass shit?
Yeah, it's like you're fighting.
Like,
you're
fighting my knee wants invisible. To go right.
Yeah. I remember it was
Warped
Tour, and I saw Real Big Fish. It was like one of the first times I saw him. And they did a song called Suburban Rhythm, if you know that song.
Yeah.
They changed the song to multiple genres, and they did death metal. And it was just them screaming and grunting for like 40 seconds, and everyone just lost their shit. I got hit in the ear, and someone kicked me, but it was fun, and we all stopped, like, that was awesome, and he was like, damn, that crowd lost their shit for, like, almost a minute, and we're like, music is weird, and it's really strong, it can make you do things, so, just seeing an alien trying to skank would be hilarious.
The next one that I had after Cats, because Aaron stole that one on his way out.
Yep, I wrote it down.
Yeah, so all of us with cats, and just find the nicest, fluffiest cats. To just be all cuddly, not the jerk cats.
Man. Maine Coons, give them a nice little Maine Coon, sleepy one. That'd be great.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I'm gonna just keep this one, and then next time around, do my next one. but yeah, like do the fluffiest, just little cuddle kitties, and then somehow try and communicate with like if they're like, oh my gosh, you have these cats that are in your house, and you just like, you know, like I don't know, they're in your house, and you. Domesticated them, like no, they walked their asses in here. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah. I had a can of meat, they just walked
this.
In. So,
so they chose us. Peggy chose us. So sometimes, you know, cats domesticate themselves. But yeah, it was not the humans creating puppies like wolves, you know, breeding the wildness out of them. It was cats deciding that humans were food, or like the food was around the humans, so we'll just hang out with them.
Yeah. They're cool. They're not doing too much shitty stuff. I guess I'll sit here. Hey, don't touch me.
Oh,
don't
touch me. They kind of pet us sometimes, but I don't like it.
Get back.
So, yeah, showing them like the symbiotic relationships between all of our pets. And then, you know, like we take care of trying to find the non-shitty humans that treat pets appropriately.
Yeah, there's bad people out there, but yeah.
Yeah.
I am showing them Bobby Flay.
I knew you were going to do food, but I was wondering who.
It's Bobby Flay, because it's fun. I'm going to show them we're ridiculous and we compete with each other, but we can be friends while we do it.
I'm surprised you picked that food guy. I thought you were going to pick your boy.
Which one, my boy?
The one that's not around anymore.
I would show them Bourdain later, because you don't want to make the aliens sad.
Like yeah, you're right, you're right. Yeah. They'd be mad. They're like, oh, I'm sad now. World War III. I'm like, no!
Yes, I've depressed the aliens, and that was their one strength. I have made them unreasonably warlike. That's the only fucking thing, yeah. No, but yeah, the only thing, yeah. It would be Bobby Flay, because, you know, fun competition. We are competitive, but we don't have to murder each other every time.
Yeah. And just all this effort, all this running and sweating, and then they make this plate of this really good thing. The alien's like, wow, that's so much effort, and you made this one little thing. That's so cool.
Right. 45 minutes to make this tiny dish.
Yeah.
I'd probably take them to, like... I keep going back and forth. I feel like the best of humanity is, like, when we're all together and, like, doing something good for the world. So, like, I'd find some, like, kick-ass volunteer opportunity that people are, like, going and doing something. That would be, like, super diverse and... all walks of life, people helping.
That'd be cool. Show us that we're nice and soft and shit. You know, we're trying to make them not want to swing on us, you know, and hopefully that works.
Once again, one of those make it a park things.
Yeah, right?
It's like, oh, they create.
I'd show them the episode of Parks and Rec
where they're making a park.
They're making a park.
The first four seasons?
Yeah. No, is that like...
So they forget that they're supposed to...
No, where they're complaining it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I thought you... Because literally the premise of the first season is...
No,
yeah.
I was like, when they're literally like making...
They kind of talk about the second season, and they just kind of just fade in the background for a while.
Love it. Or is it Kapow? I don't remember.
Kapow, I think
Kapow.
It is. Kapow.
Kablam is Kapow. Doctor Who. Yeah.
So Katie wrote down Showdown Orchestra. And it makes sense, you know, watching people work on something together and then like, wow, all those weird notes made this. That's awesome. And her other one was videos of soldiers surprising kids, like, returning from service.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, this mascot's, like, in my face dancing. And he takes off the hat. It's like, it's my dad. I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying, Katie. It's like, oh, man, that dad was off doing something important. And now he's back and the kid's crying. And she's tying into the sympathetic side. Hopefully the aliens can cry or do something like that. Like, I get
We'd
it.
We'd get the aliens without tear ducts.
Yeah, like, right. This is stupid.
Or again, their one weakness is crying.
Yeah.
And Katie murders 55 aliens.
You made me cry. I'm pissed off now. Like, uh-oh. So, my choice
That's how Katie committed an alien genocide.
Yeah, we all have to fight. I'm like, well, it was going to happen sooner or later. I'm going with animation. So, I was thinking of cartoons I would show them. Probably Looney Tunes, but for sure I would show them Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
It's American as shit because it's slapstick and just funny.
Okay, but Tom and Jerry is like violent.
Yeah. So hopefully they understand that the violence can be funny, like Three Stooges. Hopefully. That's why we're going, we're going for that.
Okay, so... The next thing that I would treat them to, well, I don't know, I would just pay for it because I'm not going to do it, is like a 5-course meal. And have somebody else put together just amazing food that would just, you know, come out plate after plate and show them just an array of delicious foods and like local grown things, whatever, and showcase things that are grown in the earth. And be like, look, this is some of the best of things that humanity can create with what is on the planet. And
don't blow us up.
Cool. Yes. Be our friends. We can make cool food like this for you.
Please don't kill us.
Yes.
Dear listeners, Fallhouse has failed and they're not responding to any of their shit. They're like, and. I would show them videos of us detonating nuclear bombs and then just be like, flipping them off the whole time, like, we got this. What you got, bitches? Yes, I'm going with you. I'm going with you. We got bigger bombs, Gambit.
He's going to...
We're worth saving because you can't blow us up, question mark?
And hoping that they are bigger.
Yeah. Jeff's like, let's just get to the Cold War spot. Just like, let's just scare each other.
Let's just hope that the civilization that's figured out intergalactic travel hasn't figured out nuclear fusion.
Yeah. Let's,
That is not the greatest Gambit I've ever made.
No, I think they figured it out.
Yeah.
We're just going to look at me and laugh and be like,
what do they think of video games? And like, where we kill aliens, like in video games.
Maybe I'll tell you.
That's why I specifically not said Star Wars yet.
Yeah, we're going to die, everyone.
I would,
we're not putting Jeff in charge.
I would find the coolest research labs in the world and take them there and be like, look, like we're trying to make the world a better place. We have people who are smart and are trying to find cures for this illness and that illness. Don't you want to help us with your crazy alien ways? Want to support? So that's what I would do.
So I'm just being weird because it's me. And if it was my choice, I'm not going to look back at the, you know, one-way mirror of all the important people telling me, shaking their head. No. I'm going to show them horror movies. There's so many good things out there. For sure to watch Evil Dead 2. Because that's one of the best movies ever. And just like, that dude's hand just got cut off and it's a chainsaw. I'm like, yeah, it's the best.
Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just Evil Dead 1, but they're basically like slightly
better. I restarted because 1 was good but a mess. They're like, eh, let's fix it.
Good, but it was cheap.
Sorry.
Second was cheap too, honestly.
Yes, walking in over here.
Like,
Jimmy.
Fuck you to the fucking old company.
As Jimmy joins the podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
We just
want
to let the dear listeners know.
No, but for sure.
You know, all
the
three
best
of our
one
listeners.
Is Army of Darkness, bro.
He's right.
If you want to go slapsticky with Evil Dead 2, you're all, that's the best one. Well, Evil Dead 3 leaned really hard.
Yeah, but.
Which is Army of Darkness.
Okay, Army of Darkness was more just like. Action-y, kind of scary slapstick, which I'm fine with.
It's but if you're going for horror, zombies, bro.
Absolutely, but if you're going for horror, Evil Dead 2, one spot, scary, dude's by himself, is just, it's perfect. It's the perfect scary.
I mean,
scary
if you want to go straight horror, Evil Dead 1 is much more terrifying.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good.
Rise, have you seen Rise?
I've seen all of them.
Solid. Rise is solid.
It's a damn good one. We reviewed that movie. Go back and watch it. Or listen to it. Let's try
it. Don't watch it.
You guys want to do a podcast.
Yeah. What you got, Sarah?
Okay, what was it that you said the last time around?
Animation.
Oh, okay. So I am going to pick out my favorite comic books and show them that and explain like the process as much as I can because I don't know that we can compliment or communicate. But I'm going to try and communicate like the process of what goes into this and like the team and how many people go into making that. And similar to the art and the orchestra comment is like how many people create this together and then just talk about like
which
like people going and making something beautiful together.
Yeah, which comic? Do you have any in mind that you would show them?
Well, I'd start with like Kanto and then I don't know, just go off of the shelf and
probably show
them
some like X-Men.
Yeah.
There's some good ones out there.
Yeah, just pick out some greatest hits and be like, look at all these wonderful stories that humans make. Yay, us.
Yeah. His name is Chris Claremont. Yeah. And we keep him alive because he makes good X-Men stories. Yeah, there's some good ones out there.
Yeah.
Anyway. Then we keep him alive for us like, does that imply we kill people who don't do good things?
Well, no, we're trying to tell the aliens, like, why they should be our friends. And
keep us alive, because we make good stuff. Part,
but, I mean,
there are people that make bad comics, but we don't necessarily want to kill them.
Are you sure about that?
Probably, though. He's a mess.
Okay, if I'm trying to convince aliens to not kill us.
Yeah, Mr. Nuclear Bombs.
Look.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
I'm showing them all the seasons of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Because if nothing else, that's going to buy us some fucking time.
Yeah.
Let's show all the seasons.
All the seasons.
But an episode a day, we got a lot of time to think about what the
fuck
we're doing.
I can buy time.
Yeah.
until we find their weakness.
I like that episode a day. Like, okay, we got this many months.
No. We abolished binge watching in 2022.
Yeah. Shit. Now, get that mess out of there.
If aliens landed in the backyard, I would get all of you together and we would create the best 1, 2, 3, 4 course meal. We can add Katie in there, and we can be, because you'll know what she would probably want to choose for this. What would we do?
Shit. My course would just be
meat.
The fanciest. Well, yes, but probably some like pasta. Actually, I would go seafood. Hopefully, it doesn't kill him. But some pasta seafood thing, maybe some lobster.
Yeah.
Some lobster thing.
Because the best thing possible that we could have.
Oh, mac and cheese lobster. Oh, I would do that for aliens. That would lobster fucking kill them. That would fucking.
They have a shellfish allergy.
Yeah.
Or that heart attack.
Jeez.
And then if that killed him, I'd just look at Otis and go, "Well, that was mighty shellfish of you."
Yeah. And we laugh and then freeze frame.
Freeze frame.
Lobster mac and cheese.
What would you make for aliens?
Damn, this is not the topic.
Subtopic.
Jesus.
Oh, I know what I would make.
Go ahead.
It's green noodles. I'd make my spinach noodles.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I've ever had your spinach noodles.
You have not.
Well, then what are you waiting for?
A good time.
Maybe I'll make spinach noodles for dinner tomorrow.
You gotta make them.
Do all day.
I have no idea what my course would be, but
maybe
some sort of desserty thing.
Oh, yep, you beat me to it. I was thinking about a dessert.
I 100% thought I was
going to make sushi. Sushi'd be so goddamn good.
I don't make sushi.
No, but I thought you would want to serve them.
Oh, you could drive off real quick and say you made it. You pick it up real quick. I made this.
Yeah.
Like, right. Sarah, you're so dexterous. Yes. Yes, I am.
No, I could make a...
Sushi bazooka.
I could make a cheesy potato dish.
Free protein. Oh, that'd be good as shit.
With my mom's.
Cheese and potato?
Delicious.
That's where it's at?
Mm-hmm. Could have won the bracket if it was on it.
Yep.
I see a combo of cheese
and potatoes.
And potatoes making it around. Like, I was like, there's for sure gonna be mac and cheese lobster. Yeah, that's cheese is shit.
The best spread of like charcuterie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, little things they can pick up.
Yeah.
Charcuterie.
All the good stuff.
Charcuterie. Ice cream. I'm giving them some of the coolest ice cream.
Yes.
I'm biased because I'm Texan, but Bluebell ice cream is some of the best damn ice cream in the world. Jeff can huff and puff as much as you want over there, but Bluebell is some of the best ice cream ever. Wait, what do you think is the best ice cream?
I don't know. I'm not a sweets person.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Then huff and puff all you want.
Well, you can try some Bluebell and
I've
get on the
Bluebell.
Train.
I've tried Bluebell. It's ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some people are just like, this is ice cream.
Yeah, it's ice cream. It's not bad. It's just not impressive.
Me, it's a whole journey.
Yeah, I'm not part of that cult.
I love me some ice cream. I have not drank
that particular Kool-Aid.
I love me some ice cream. Okay, so real quick, does anybody have any other ones they were going to say? Because we are getting real close.
Nope.
I think we're good.
Nope. Yeah. Hey, Nikki.
Yeah.
Can you yell last call?
Last call!
Yeah, that was a good one.
Wow, we're just not going to fake it? Okay.
Yeah, I'll edit that part out. Damn it. Yeah, all of this. Edit this out too, Otis.
Yeah. Also this.
Yeah, and this.
A little bit of this.
And this. So, hey, you heard that. You heard that last call that wasn't prompted by anything. Edit this out. This was a fun one, and I like how it devolved into food, because that's what we are talking about.
It devolves into an argument about several things, but...
Yeah.
But me wanting to nuke the whales, because, someone's got to...
Yeah.
Stop nuking things!
No, Captain Kirk will come and save them. Someone's got to save the whales.
Nuke the whales. Got to nuke something.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to hit something with it. But if you have any other cool fun facts about, I don't know...
Aliens
or what we should
hear
really...
If you are an alien...
We want to hear your UFO stories.
Oh, shit.
You totally
do. But you can tweet us at...
Allentown Pod.
We have an email. It is...
AllentownPresents@gmail.com.
We have a Facebook at...
Allentown Presents or 20 Minutes at the Bar.
Hey, look at that.
Jeff was like, do I know it? Oh, no.
No, the thing was like 3 seconds before you went into the thing, I'm like, shit, Katie's not here.
Yep.
Yeah. Do I know it? Okay.
Yeah. I know it. I just gotta think about saying it.
Yep. I got it. I think I do.
Well, because I would just like look up at me as like as soon as he said it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I got this.
We only hear it every week.
Yeah. It's funny.
I'm mouthing.
I didn't even like appoint it to Katie. I said it like once.
I say it became just kind of her thing.
And then she said it, and then now she'll be like eating a sandwich, and I'm finishing up, and she's like, spits it out. She's like, I'll never. Because I like to just wait for the perfect time while she's doing something or yawning. And she's like, oh, God, I got to stop this yawn halfway. But, yeah.
Get that yawn off.
I never, like, appointed it, but she just does it.
It just became her thing, yeah.
That's why I just say... And I try to say ridiculous things before to make her laugh.
20 minutes at the bar became this whole thing. I was like, we had a drunk idea, and here we are.
Yeah.
However many years and episodes later now.
Jesus. How many years? This is like pre-COVID.
Yeah.
We're on like year six.
Coming on the episodes later.
Yeah.
We're on our episodes.
Like that Simpsons one when they were at the Super Bowl. He's like, I hope the
Denver Broncos.
And they covered their mouths so they can edit it later. But, like always, thank you so much for listening. See you soon, Space Cowboy. And we'll be back next week with another topic. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.